Good afternoon and welcome everyone for this call. In March 2019, the combined market India plus Mexico, that two among the most strategic market for FILA and the fastest growing, had a turnover of 24 million euro and generated 2.5 million euro EBITDA. In March 21, India and Mexico have generated 17.5 million euro turnover and zero EBITDA. Of course, this does not calculate at all the regular trend of average growth of these two markets in the last 5-6 years, that was between 15% and 20%. I would like also to add another information. In March 2019, the exchange rate between euro and dollar was 1.13 average. In March 2021, this exchange rate is on average 1.20. So I think that when Stefano De Rosa will comment actual result, I think that you can appreciate now FILA is under a correct cruising speed. Of course, the situation is still complicated in India and Mexico, but with a huge potential in the future quarters coming, as the situation over there is extremely complicated. One information that I would like to share with all of you is that fortunately, at the budget level for 2021, the group has been extremely conservative for Mexico and India, and we had forecasted the, let's say, normal course of business starting from the month of June. This means that for the remaining quarters, the impact should not be that negative. One last information that gives some flavor, but I think it's important. I don't know if all of you had the chance to follow the situation in India, but during the month of February, everybody was talking about the disappearance of the COVID, and everybody was trying to understand why in India the situation was improving so quickly. Then the Prime Minister decided to reopen the school for almost 1 month, until the end of March, when the situation started to collapse again. Well, in 1 month, we have experienced 25% of school reopened in the entire continent of India. With this 25%, in 1 month, India has generated the same turnover of 2019. This should tell you the unbelievable potential of this country in the future when the situation will go back to normal. Now, I think as numbers speak themselves, I prefer to ask Stefano De Rosa to present the numbers and then go to the Q&A session. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Massimo. So I ask everybody to go to page 5 of the presentation. We start with the core business sales analysis. As you can see, core business sales in Q1 2021 are equal to 141.7 million. The analysis with comparable FX rate means an increase compared to the previous year of 3.1%, equal to 4.6 million million of euro of increase. FX are equal to 8.7 million, mainly concentrated in North America for 5.4 million, then in Central South America for 1.5 million, and in Asia for 1.5 million. This is the allocation of the FX. The increase of 4.6 million by geographic area is mainly due to the bigger strong increase in Europe for 8.6 million. This increase is 50% school and 50% Fine Art. This increase is partially offset by a decrease in North America for 2.7 million. I would like to point two things, that Fine Art was very strong in North America, so the decrease is due only to the school business, of course, school sales. North America is comparing the Q1 2021 with a very strong Q1 2020, because if you remember, in America, the COVID impact started from April. This result is due to a different comparison, different impact of the COVID, while in Q1 2021, COVID was still present. We have a decrease of 1 million Asia geographic area. This is due to India school business, partially compensated by Fine Art business. In Central South America, the decrease was equal to 0.4 million, of course, mainly due to Mexico. By product line, as you understood, the increase for 7.5 million is on Fine Art sales and industrial sales for 0.7 million. These two increases were partially offset by the decrease in the school business. Fine Art increased mainly in Europe for 4 million, for 2 million North America, the remaining part between Asia and Central South America. I don't mention that you have also a split detail of Dixon Mexico and India sales, but Massimo already mentioned the trend. I would like maybe to jump to page six, where you can see exactly the trend of the sales, where it clearly shows a strong decrease in the weight of the Fine Art sales compared to school sales, as the increase in the euro geographic area increased in 2021 compared to 2020, in the area of Europe, where the decrease is mainly concentrated. Now, page seven, you have the EBITDA adjusted analysis. Our EBITDA is adjusted, normalized, and the data are considered excluding IFRS 16 effect. The EBITDA in Q1 2021 is equal to 20.1 million, showing at comparable FX rate, an increase of 21.2%. That means 3.6 million compared to previous year. The increase in EBITDA is really strong, and I would like to point is also in North America, because North America had a decrease of sales, but not a decrease in EBITDA. The reason of this strong increase of EBITDA is the reason are mainly referred to, of course, an operating leverage that is part of our P&L. The sales mix being concentrated in particular in Fine Art and industrial business generate a higher level of EBITDA. Of course, also part of the sales were made through e-commerce channel, and this also helped the EBITDA to increase compared to previous year. This explain why the EBITDA increased more than the sales, but also in particular, why we have a 14.2% of EBITDA margin compared to 11.5% of the previous year. If you go to to page 8, of course we can see that the improvement of the margin is reflected also in the net result. Net result is equal to 7.1 million, so with an increase of 7.3 million compared to the net result of the previous year. It was a little negative. Of course, this increase is due to the EBITDA increase, but also to a lower level of amortization depreciation. Last year in Q1, we were very conservative in the provision in the accrual related to the bad debt reserves, and so this year, of course, there were no reason. And of course, the depreciation and amortization also less than the previous year due to the lower level of CAPEX that we sustained in 2020. Then the other big point of improvement is that the financial result is better of 3.6 million. This is an important point because net interest are totally in line with are more or less in line with the previous year for the facility agreement, the long-term, medium-long-term debt that we have. But we had a good improvement of interest, in particular in Mexico, because we optimized the source of financing for Mexico, lowering the interest rate that normally they pay. And so this creates more or less half a million of saving in interest cost. The improvement of the financial result is then due to the FX, financial FX effort that we have on loans. As you know, the group has loan in different currency compared to the country that borrowed the money. And in particular, this positive difference is concentrated in US, UK, Russia, Brazil, and Australia. What happened, just for a technical reason, but just two words about this, that in the first quarter of the 2021, the local currency were depreciated compared to euro or the currency of the loan. And so we have a negative FX effect. In Q1 2021, all the local currency were stronger compared to euro, and so we had a positive effect in Q1. So adding these two effects, we have a very strong positive FX effect on the net financial result due to the revaluation of the local currency compared to the currency of the loan that is mainly euro. Related to the net bank debt and net financial position, page 9, the last 12 months cash generation excluded the positive FX rate, FX effect. The last 12 months net bank decrease is more or less 50 million. So we are in line with the normal value that we expect from the EBITDA. From a standard EBITDA of more or less 110-108 million, that is the rolling EBITDA, and this is due mainly to the improvement of the net working capital and decrease of inventory that, if you remember, were quite high in the closing of December. So this effect of improvement of the operating result plus a decrease of inventory made in USA, but also in Canada, in Mexico, and also in Italy, help to realign the cash last 12 months cash generation to the standard value of 50 million. Because if you remember, we were in December around 30 million. These effects can be analyzed also in the comparison of Q1 2021 with the Q1 2020, so the single quarter, not the last 12 months cash generation. If you can see that the free cash flow to equity is equal to where the cash absorption, of course, in this period, so is negative for 18 million, but last year the free cash flow to equity was negative of 40 million. And this 20 million improvement is focused for half in the improvement net result, and for the remaining part in the improvement of the net working capital. So I concluded the analysis of the quarter, and so we are ready for the Q&A section.
We will now begin the Q&A session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your telephone keypad. The first question comes from Niccolò Storer with Kepler. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Ciao to everybody. First of all, congratulations on the results, which are really, really, really good. The questions. The first one is on your budget. You say you expect a return to normal in June for emerging markets. If I remember correctly, in our last call, you said you were expecting a normalization from the month of April. I was wondering if you made this change for real and if this is affecting your overall budget for the year. Also related to that, if you don't think that assuming a return to normal from June could be something a bit optimistic in light of the situation that is under our eyes in India. Maybe also related to that, what should we assume is the impact on your budget from a potential postponement of a return to normal in India and Mexico? Is it reasonable assuming 1 million of lower EBITDA for every month lost in these areas? I understand it's a bit complex, but this was the first question. The second one is on Fine Art. I see that you keep on reporting very good numbers. I was wondering if you can comment on your expectation for the rest of the year when probably we start facing some tougher comparison versus 2020. Which progression is at the moment included into your budget? Last question on weakness in North America. You said, Stefano, that this is related 100% to schools. Why this, in the sense that, okay, last year we didn't have COVID, this year we have COVID, but my understanding is that schools in the U.S. have remained open through the first quarter. Thank you.
Thanks, Niccolò, for the questions. Probably I was not clear when I talk about the expectation in 2021 related to Mexico and India. I try to repeat. We definitely do not think that in India the situation will be normalized by the month of June. I was just highlighting that fortunately, at the budget level, we have considered India to go back to normal by the month of June. In Mexico, the situation is starting to go back to normal, which means that in month of May, we have seen after 13 months of extremely slow activity, we are seeing a very good month of May, and we expect a very strong month of June because the situation in Mexico is going back to normal. We do expect a situation worse than what we have budgeted in India, because I mean, we read the newspaper every day. Fortunately, all the rest of the world is overperforming, and it continues overperforming in April and May. We don't see any particular need to change the view of the year. We will be able to compensate the human disaster, and not only human, but also economical disaster that we see in India. I have highlighted the
huge potential of that market, because don't forget that India now has lost almost 14 months, but when the country will go back to normal, clearly we will see very strong numbers, and the demonstration is the month of March standalone, in which we had a peak of sales immediately followed by a shutdown of the economy. So we don't see any need to review our guidance for 2021, thanks to the fact that we are overperforming in the rest of the world and Mexico is going back to a normal situation. For the second question related to fine art, first of all, what I would like to say is that as of now, we are running in line with what we have budgeted, so there is not any particular surprise from the performance. It is possible that from now on, you probably don't recall that there was a very strange situation last year in which we have a very confused and inefficient growth of top line. This year we are working in a much more efficient way. So what we do expect is that we will continue gaining margins, and we will continue generating very good cash. In terms of top line, clearly in this moment, by the way, we are applying some aggressive price increase, so it is possible that the growth will go back to normal, but we still have a very positive view. Let me remember you one point that, I mean, everyone has a short memory, but we finished to fix the reorganization of the group in the last quarter 2019. So really we have never demonstrated the efficiency of the group under normal circumstances, because starting from February we had to face a COVID situation. But the business of fine art has been extremely well organized so far, both in Europe and in North America, and our view has been always very optimistic. So in this moment we are just doing what we expected. Concerning point three, the weakness in North America, I think we again probably we were not very clear. North America is performing well and in line with budget, but as we are, first of all, I have to correct one information. When you said the school were open in North America, this is absolutely not true. School have been open physically between 30 and 40% of the schools in North America until March. So schools are reopening in this moment. So the first quarter has been done with more than half of the schools closed. This has, in a certain way, influenced the priority of our customers. In other words, they have managed as priority number one the demand of the school in short term. And they are now, and when I say now, I mean April, managing the back to school 2021 that I full confirm is a very strong back to school. In fact, United States are having a very good April and May, at least in line with our expectations. So we are just going back to a normal seasonality. Usually the months of the first 3 months can be influenced by customers that can decide to order back to school between March and April. So we are in line, there is no weaknesses in North America. We are in line with our expectation, both in sales and in margins.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. Maybe a quick follow-up on India, given that your plant is also used to supply other regions. I mean, you have no the feeling that you could be forced to shut down the plant due to the health emergency? I mean, the plant is currently running well, and there are no kind of limitation to production also inside.
No, we don't have any limitation. The problem of the plant, that by the way is the most important plant we have in the world, is that there is very little business from domestic market, considering the situation. We are feeding the plant as much as we can to help, let's say, the amount. We have reduced the numbers of workers by two-thirds, so we have now currently 2,000 people working instead of the 5,000 we had just 15 months ago. We are feeding with orders from North America and Europe also to help these 2,000 workers to work on a regular basis and not lose them. What we see is that in the last 3-4 days the infection have reached the peak and it is slowly going down. Today, the best estimation we have for school reopening, thanks also to the vaccination campaign, we estimate this will happen by September.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Alessandro Cecchini with Equita. Please go ahead.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for taking my questions. The first one is about actually.
Alessandro, sorry, we hear you very, very bad.
Hello? Now it's
Yes,
better?
now it's much better. Yes.
Okay,
Thanks.
perfect. Sorry. So my first question is about, I mean, the context in terms of inflation. So we are, I mean, about many companies, about freight rates, headwinds, about raw material and so on. So I would like to, probably the first quarter you benefited from, I mean, some purchases made last year. So I would like to better understand the current situation in input costs and what are you doing in order to offset it. This is my first question. My second question actually is a follow-up on US. So I would like to better understand actually the trend that you are experiencing now in the second quarter, organically, versus 2019. So to have in mind what kind of trends you are seeing, normalized trends, of course, not against 2020 that was very bad. And finally, about CapEx. So first quarter CapEx were very, very limited, 2-3 million, if I am not wrong. I would like to know with this current situation what kind of CapEx are needed for this year, and if after 2 years of very limited CapEx, you need, I mean, a bump next year in 2022 in order to recover maybe some investments that you didn't do in these couple of years. My last question on Asia, actually, in the first quarter, we saw actually very limited decline in Asia, but of course, India very negative. So I would like to understand other countries probably perform very well. So I would like to better understand on this. Thank you.
Thanks, Alessandro. I will start answering the first question of inflation. Inflation is something that is regarding all the countries in the world, so there is no specific information to be given for different parts of the world. The biggest cost increase is related to plastic. We have it's in plastic the cost increase in the area of 100%. We have also an important increase in related to paper, but here we go down to 25%. And then the other big category of product is pencil, and in wood we have no inflation. So for what FILA is concerned, I would like to remember that also we have a substantial part of business related to paper made by cotton, and here we do not have any cost increase. Concerning plastic and paper, we have actually, starting from April, announced a price increase effective depending on the countries from 1st of May or 1st of June. This price increase will offset or offset the majority of the cost increase. We have made a simulation that as, by the way, as at budget level, we have already considered an important increase in raw material. In this moment, we need only to compensate the delta. So we are assuming that by July, the cost increase will go back to budgeted level. So in this moment, it's true there is inflation. The situation while we speak is little by little normalizing in terms also of availability of products. In terms of cost, the costs do not grow anymore. They tend to be stabilized, maybe slightly going down. We hope that with our price increase, we are going to offset the impact. Concerning the U.S., I ask you, please, when you analyze the number, to consider that against the euro, the dollar, as of now, has lost between 7 and 8 or 9%. So if you translate the numbers that you have in front of you into dollars, you see that the U.S. is already performing quite well, and U.S. is accelerating. So when you ask me about the current trading, U.S. is running at least in line with budget. And when I say in line with budget, I mean also that U.S. is improving profitability as expected in 2020, but unfortunately we couldn't execute the normal year due to COVID situation. So for US we are happy of what we see in terms of capability of the management and profitability of the country. Concerning CAPEX, maybe I ask Stefano to answer precisely.
Okay, yes. So the total CAPEX, remember, Alessandro, estimates for this year were around 50 million. And, of course, there was a slowdown of CAPEX in Q1 due to the certain situation, especially in India and Mexico. So at the moment, it's a temporary slowdown, it can be recovered depending on the situation that we will see in the next month. So the saving that you have in this moment is mainly concentrated in these two areas.
Okay.
The level that for us was normal for to sustain the development of the year. So.
Okay. And on the other Asian countries.
Asia, yes. As I mentioned at the beginning, we have a decrease in the area of 1 million. This is a combined result because it's due to the school business in India of 2 million, and then it's totally compensated by the fine art business of Princeton Hong Kong that is plus 1 million. So Asia has this effect. Also China is going well, but the main effect is Princeton Hong Kong selling brushes mainly. And so this is a combined effect.
So basically you are confident that in the second quarter you can protect that it's very relevant for you in terms of seasonality to protect profitability with price hikes. So in I was wondering if your analysis on pricing and raw material, you could protect the profitability in the very important quarter that is the second one, despite starting price hikes 1 month later than the start of the quarter, the second quarter.
To summarize, we see the second quarter running in line with the first quarter.
Okay.
With the good news of Mexico.
Okay. Thank you.
The next question comes from François Robillard with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Hi everyone, thank you for taking my question. First one is about your the change in your net debt. I see that the Forex movement affected your change in net financial position by minus 9 million, slide 10. Although if you hold debts in foreign currency, the effect should have been kind of the opposite. Can you just comment on that? And second question, I'm sorry if I missed this point if you said it earlier. Can you just recall the exact weight of India and Mexico in Q1, both in terms of sales and EBITDA, and how they did year on year and compared to 2019? Sorry about that.
So, François, you mentioned that you mentioned that we have an effect of the net bank debt. I don't know if you mentioned to the last 12 months, you were referring to the last 12 months or the single quarter.
Slide 10, the effect,
sorry?
The one with, I'm referring to slide 10, the line with the asterisk on it.
Yeah, so this effect is mainly due to the difference of 9 million that you're mentioning.
Yes,
is mainly due to USA, I think, no? Yes, USA difference and the appreciation of USA that was compared in December, we have a punctual effect on depreciation of the USA, and so this creates some part of the USA debit in euro. Some negative effect.
Concerning the second question, I repeat what I said during the opening of the call. In March 2019, India and Mexico did 24 million euro turnover and 2.5 million euro EBITDA. The two countries combined were running at a pace in the last 5 years of plus 15 to plus 20% every year. In March 2021, the two countries combined have done 17.5 million euro turnover and zero EBITDA. This should help you to better understand the numbers of the first quarter 2021.
Okay, thank you. I'm just Yes.
Sorry, I record just a single number. So I want to be more precise about the FX. We, as you know, the big part is the US dollar debt, and it was 1.23 the conversion rate in December. Now it's 1.17. So this is the stronger, the stronger effect of the weight of the dollar create a negative difference compared to December in the FX.
Okay. Thank you.
The next question comes from Michele Baldelli with Exane BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon to everybody. I have a quick question related to the contribution of Arch in, January and February, because that will be non-organic growth, how much it has contributed.
So, yes, it's not very material, and for sales, the difference is more or less 0.7 million for the 2 months of difference, and of course it's very, it is 0.2 million for the EBITDA. So this is the, but it doesn't change the trend because I think it decreased from 3.1 to 2.9 in decrease of sales, and the increase of the EBITDA from just from 0.1%. So the difference is not material. Anyway, 0.7 for sale and 0.2 for EBITDA, million euro.
Thank you very much.
Again, if you have a question, please press star then one. The next question comes from Giorgio Martorelli with Amber Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Martorelli, your line is open.
Sorry, I was on mute. Thanks for taking my question. I would like to have better visibility on the geographical contribution to the EBITDA. I ran very quick math on the EBITDA of the key geographies, and even in the chart, it stands out that the European market was extremely profitable in the first quarter of 2020. It's a high double digit, which is the biggest margin improvement in the group. And I was wondering how you can explain such a large profitability improvement. It's a mix with the contribution of Fine Art, is the implementation of cost savings and central warehouse, and if this margin improvement can be improved further with thanks to the operating leverage in the second quarter of 2021. Thanks.
Good evening, Giorgio. The analysis is correct, and Stefano will give you some details, but there are a few basic comments. Number one is that Europe now is clearly enjoying the central warehouse, which, by the way, as I said 15 minutes ago, there is always a short memory, but also UK had a project of central warehouse running during 2019, and of course now it is perfectly efficient. The central warehouse in Lyon is extremely efficient. Arch is a higher than average turnover. Europe last year has been affected by COVID before other parts of the world, before United States particularly, before Mexico. So Europe, you remember, Italy completely shut down the last week of, the first week of March, if I'm not wrong, immediately followed by Germany, France, UK. So clearly, if you analyze the difference quarter by quarter, unfortunately, you have to follow the wave of COVID. Europe has been hit earlier than other parts of the world. Stefano?
Stefano, maybe you can add some
more. I can just reinforce what you say, Massimo, because I analyzed the GM and the gross margin. We can see an improvement of 1% compared to 20, and this is due to what Massimo says, sales mix, and sales mix channel of sales, because I want to focus that to selling fine art in e-commerce is a double effect on the EBITDA margin. Then of course operating leverage as you mentioned. Maybe I didn't mention another important point that is also that we are still saving some OPEX compared to the previous year, because with the better control that we have just to the tool that we have in this moment, SAP, also due to the project that we started last year to be focused on the OPEX to contain the effect and negative effect of COVID, we still are in a position of OPEX saving compared to the previous year. This is due also to the uncertain best of the moment that we have. So also company, people don't travel, so marketing costs, traveling costs are lower compared to one of the previous year. And in this moment, we are also still conservative in increasing the expenditure because being the horizon also very clear, we are still conservative in expanding this kind of cost. So we have a saving also in the OPEX area. So this increase also, in addition to the gross margin improvement. Just to mention that compared to 2019, we have more or less 3 points of gross margin improvement, because if you analyze just the detail that we insert in page 4, the comparison per 90, you can see that with the lower level of sales, also if FX are not comparable, we have a better gross margin, it is better EBITDA. It is due to the big increase compared 19 in the gross margin that we have due to the all the project that Massimo mentioned, to the sales mix that is the better.
Okay, thanks.
With a follow-up from François Robillard. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. Can you just give us an idea of how the volumes went? Can we get some more details on the breakdown of your top line this quarter between volumes and prices? Because if I recall correctly, you also implemented a first price increase earlier in the year. So how did this first price increase impacted your top line, and how did your volumes do mostly? Thank you.
François, so far we have increased prices not more than 1%, because generally speaking, even when we announce the price increase in November, we give the opportunity to customers to buy normally until the month of February with prices of 2020. And now we have announced a second price increase. So I would say so far is mainly volume.
Thank you.
Price increase will be effective really by 1st of June.
Okay, and just one last question, if I may. So historically, you mentioned a fine arts EBITDA margin of about 20%. Is this still true now that Arch is fully integrated, or is it a couple of points higher? What's your view on that?
I do confirm that Fine Art is working with a higher than average EBITDA. If you like to have a precise analysis, frankly speaking, we need to prepare, and for next meeting we can be more detailed. But generally speaking, I have always given the one-third of Fine Art with 20% EBITDA, one-third of industrial countries, school business with an EBITDA between 17% and 18%, and 14% the EBITDA of, let's say, so-called developing countries. In this moment, fortunately,
we are losing some turnover in countries in which the average EBITDA is below the average EBITDA of the group. So clearly the impact is slightly lower. The problem we have is that in these new developing countries, in this moment, the turnover is not even sufficient to cover the overhead. So in fact, the impact, that's why I brought to your attention the numbers of 2019. Because in this moment, we have a turnover in those countries, but this turnover is not even sufficient to generate a positive positive EBITDA. So it's a negative contribution to our percentage. But the three main legs of the business are still divided in this way.
Thank you.
It's a follow-up from Niccolò Storer with Kepler. Please go ahead.
I missed your answer on the minus 5% you reported in Asia and the breakdown by country. Can you kindly return on this, please?
Hello. The 1 million is made of 2 million school India and plus 1 million fine art Hong Kong, Princeton Hong Kong. It is our company specializing brushes, no?
At the minus two India, in percentage terms, do you have a figure to share?
India, yes. Sorry, can you repeat? 2 million is the total loss that we have, the total negative difference that we have compared Q1 2020. So your question is, sorry?
No, I mean, you have minus two euro million. I was wondering how this translates into percentage. I know it's minus 20, minus 30, minus 10.
Just 1 second. Just 1 second.
Yeah?
Because it's globally on Asia, so just to give you the detail. It's around 9, so 1.9 su Dexter India. It's more or less 15%.
15, 15, 1, 5. This is before negative effect.
The exact number is 12%. Less 12%.
Okay. Thank you.
There are no more questions at the moment.
So it seems that there are no more questions, so I thank you again for attending this call, and I hope to meet you in person soon. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.